WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Church League softball action is going on this evening. Actually, it's the end of the regular season this evening, and games that are being played tonight are on the East Diamond at 7, Richland Baptist Temple 3 will take on Boscobel Assembly of God, Casey's will umpire. At 8:10, it will be St. Mary's versus Knights of Columbus with Boscobel Assembly of God umpiring. And then at 9:20, it's Richland Baptist Temple 2 against Church of the Nazarene with St. Mary's umpiring. On the West Diamond at 7, it will be Richland Baptist Temple 1 versus Free Methodist, and Grace Community will umpire. Then at 8:10, Grace Community will play the Mission with Free Methodist umpiring. 5 Points Lutheran has a bye for this evening. And the 2026 Church League Tournament will begin on Tuesday, August 4th. Also tonight, we have Home Talent League Night League action, Home Talent League baseball, that is. And in Night League action this evening, it's Verona at Stoughton and Wisconsin Dells at Reedsburg. Tyler Molly had 3 relievers slam the door on Brewers hitters in Monday night's 3-0 shutout. Milwaukee was held to 3 scattered singles in the first game of a West Coast swing. Brandon Sproat had a quality start, giving up 3 runs in 6 innings, but he took the loss. Logan Henderson is scheduled to start tonight's game at Oracle Park. First pitch will be at 8:45, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on local news and Timeless Hits, WRCE 107.7, with the pregame starting at 8:10. Most experts are consigning the Milwaukee Bucks to the basement of the NBA Eastern Conference. After all, the team traded away superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. Former Bucks guard Brandon Jennings doesn't buy it. Jennings says he thinks Milwaukee will make the playoffs. The roster still includes talented players like Miles Turner, Tyler Herro, Khalil Ware, and rookie Braden Burries. ClutchPoints.com reports that Jennings says Bucks are going to be all right. When superstar edge rusher Micah Parsons was named on the PUP list Green Bay released Monday, there was a brief hope he'd be back in action sooner. That hope goes away today. NFL.com reports the players have to go on the physically unable to perform list before the first training camp practice, and that's tomorrow. The 5 Packers placed on the PUP list today were guards. Actually, yesterday they were placed on there. They were guards Aaron Banks, tight end Tucker Kraft, defensive tackle Javon Hargrave, and cornerback Kamal Hayden, and tight end Luke Musgrave. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says there's zero debate that this season will be his last. The 4-time MVP status beyond 2026 is one of few certainties for the Steelers as training camp begins. They have a new head coach, Mike McCarthy, who brings a fresh idea to the team. The team will practice earlier in the day and tackling will be limited. Pittsburgh will begin camp with defensive backs Joey Porter Jr. and Jalen Ramsey on the physically unable to perform list. The Big Ten would do away with its championship game if college football adopts a 2014 playoff. Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti said that it's a worthwhile sacrifice to get his preferred postseason format. Petitti mentioned this possibility back in May as he stepped up his push to expand the current 12-team playoffs to 24. He made the point clear Tuesday by conceding a 2014 playoff would mean no Big Ten championship game. The bid to expand the playoff to 24 teams also has the support of the Atlantic Coast Conference, Big 12, and Notre Dame. The Southeastern Conference remains a holdout. And defending national champion Indiana has 3 of the 12 players selected for the preseason honors to lead all teams. The Big Ten has a media panel select 12 players for preseason honors rather than releasing a traditional preseason all-conference team. Indiana's representatives are wide receiver Charlie Becker, linebacker Rolahi Hardy, and defensive tackle Tariq Tucker. Other picks included Ohio State quarterback Julian Sayen and wide receiver receiver Jeremiah Smith, Oregon quarterback Dante Moore, and defensive back Kai Perich. Rutgers running back Antoine Raymond and receiver KJ Duff, Iowa offensive lineman Cade Piper, Minnesota defensive lineman Anthony Smith, and Southern California quarterback Jaden Maiaba. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's Great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.